in it where everybody could see. Everybody's talking about the way I do. I'm gonna leave this heart of town. I'm gonna leave before the sun goes down. Everybody's talking about the way I do.
Thank you. paso llegó lejos, muchacho. Dale, güey.
Estamos aquí by Michael Spiro and Wayne Wallace from Latin Jazz, Jazz Latin, the Wayne Wallace Latin Jazz Quintet with Wayne Wallace, trombone, Murray Lowe, piano, David Belove, just laying it down on bass, Colin Douglas, that big, fat, electric Cuban bass, man, it's great. Colin Douglas, trap drums, Michael Spiro on percussion with featuring Jesus Diaz and Michael McTacky on vocals with the addition of Jeremy Cohen, Traeger Oten, and Mads Tolan on violin. Wayne Wallace writes about this in his CD release last year. Songo, which is this is a Sambro Songo Timba, became one of the most popular Cuban post-revolution styles. Juan Formel, leader of Los Van Van, says that the sango is a synthesis of personality, of a way of being and feeling the music, a sum of cultures, a way of making a musician into someone polyfaceted and original. Estamos Aquí is a homage to that tradition. It is based on a rhythm created by Michael Spiro and Paul Van Wagenen that we call Sambrusongo, combined with timba and Afro-Cubano folkloric music. With our invited guests, we have added vocals and violins to our trombone section to honor the sound that Juan Formel created. And in that, the addition of trombone section would be who else did he add? Where are they? Well, anyway, he is the trombonist on here. And at the end, the best part is a quote by Louis Armstrong, "All music is folk music. I ain't never heard no whore sing a song." Listen to Passport to Modern Jazz. This is KRVS, public radio here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thank you.
mundo, por par de mesa, oh, me pefo, por par de mesa, ay, 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 ma pelequi.
That's Wooden Joe Nicholas from this session is from 49. Mopa Lemisa, Creole Traditional with Louis Nelson trombone, Big Eye Louis Nelson on clarinet, Louis Keppard guitar, Albert Genny, and Albert Giles. Before that, we heard from the solo that took away the Grammy, Wayne Shorter, his Orbits from Without a Net, from the avalanche of albums that came out last year and continue to come out, great records. Before that, we heard St. Louis Blues from Wooden Joe's New Orleans band, which is was recorded at Artesian Hall on 1945 with... Well, all-star cast, of course, Wooden Joe, trumpet, Jim Robinson, trombone, the roots of tailgate style. You know, a lot of people say Jim Robinson, got to hear him. You got to listen to him. You got to take him apart. Albert Burbank, clarinet, and vocals on some things. Lawrence Marrero, banjo, Austin Young on bass. But I think on... Mopa Lemisa, we heard Wooden Joe Nicholas on trumpet and vocal. And for those listeners, and some from this area too, even some that speak French, Mopa Lemisa, I don't like that in Creole. And before that, we our kind of featured album. Though we have only two cuts from it, and we'll get to more of it later. John Irabagan Trio with, of course, Barry Oshol on drums and Mark Elias on bass. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS.org, or 88.7 FM, Cypress Lake Studios here at University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and we are public radio for Lafayette, Lake Charles. Thank you.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life. To from jazz and cocktails, the boys I knew had sad and sullen grave faces with distinct gay traces that used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away. Your siren song to tempt me to my knees. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. I was wrong again. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trove full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris may ease a bite of rain. All I care is to smile. Forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in song. Forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll never lush life in some small. Thank you.
Here, Le Soleil and his orchestra, supersonic jazz, with John Gilmore tenor, Wim Cochran drums, Pat Patrick alto and baritone, Victor Sproles bass, Charles Davis on baritone, Art Hoyle on a trumpet, also James Scales alto, Julian Priester trombone, Jim Herndon timpani, Le Soleil on piano, Robert Berry drums, and Wilbur Green electronic bass. And we heard Springtime in Chicago. Send that out to everybody that's been through Chicago or been stuck in Chicago, as I know. And before that, we heard from Nicole Mitchell's Ice Crystal. So you can see the way things are going here. There's a theme running. We heard Diga Diga from Aquarius. With great vibraphonist here, young Jason Adizvich on vibes, Joshua Abrams on bass, Frank Rosalie on drums, Calvin Gant on a spoken word here, and she's from Chicago, but she left for, Los Angeles. Before that, my good buddy, Hope Morgan, Laying Down Lush Life from It's About Time. That's a hard song. You got to sing that song a long, long time before you can go in the studio and record it. Jeff Helmer on piano, John Friedman on bass, John Mills on sax and flute also, and Wayne Salzman on drums the second. Let's see, before that, oh yeah, my other, getting to my favorites, all players from Austin. We heard Terry Bowness and Terry Bowness on keys and organ, electric piano. That's really cool. Bruce Saunders on guitar. Steve Schwelling on this track. Kyle, there's Ernie Girard was also on here, and Kyle Thompson's also playing drums. And we heard Tears for Bill, such a cool song from 81 by Steve Schwelling and Doug Hall. And, of course, we know who that's for, and I don't know how they wrote that in 1921. That was very, very heavy. And let's see. I think we've just about got it here. You're listening to KRVS Public Radio. Lake Charles, Lafayette, on the campus, University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we got to go out with some more Austin cats that I've been missing. Glenn Rexash album with Brad Evilsizer on drums and Steve Zirkel on bass. And here's a cut I'm playing. This has got to be good. This whole album's really good. Glenn's a great musician, great guitarist. You'll just passport in modern jazz. Gotta go. This is the John Magagne and Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm here every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. KRBS.org, 88.7 on your dial. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. We have a repeat. It's my early Monday morning, first show on. If they haven't missed it, you can get a podcast of this. Check our page on Facebook and become a friend and listen. We're trying to keep it brokenness. It's got no rules to it. It's got jazz has a 90-year history, and it's very creative. I mean, if you're not being creative and busting apart people's notions of what music can be, how fast, how slow, whatever it goes, you know, what are you playing? You know, you're playing jazz, but don't be critical of somebody else's jazz. All right, we'll see you next week.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.